The city of Ketchikan is slated to suspend the school resource officer program at the end of this year, absent a commitment from the borough and or school district to pay for a portion of that position. Assemblymember John Harrington spoke against spending $25,000 on the SRO program, in part because the school board recently rejected a proposal to contribute money towards the program.
I expected that they would come with a very clear statement of the value of this officer and the educational value, as well as what they did say, that they're willing to work with the city in writing a grant for it. What I got was, in essence, a statement that said, reading between the lines, this is politically important because the borough assembly seems to want it, so yes, we want it too, but it has no educational value. What I sensed from the city was, this is not that important for police business. We don't really need one there, otherwise we'd want to promote it. So the experts in education are saying it's not needed for education. The experts in police are saying it's not needed for police. I can't see the people of this community paying for something that is not valued by the key people involved.
Harrington says the borough does not have police powers but can fund education. He says the school district has made it clear that it does not want funding for the SRO to come out of the borough's education funds. Assemblymember Mike Painter said he too understood that the school district was willing to forego having a school-based officer if it meant funding for other services.
It's my understanding that the message that, or as I understood the message from the school board, was this is fine and dandy. We have safe schools. And if you want to fund it, that's great, but they really didn't want the dollar amount tallied up on the in-kind services as funding provided to the school district, which, you know, could take away from something else.
An email from Superintendent Bob Boyle to Borough Manager Dan Bockhorst was included in the Borough Assembly's meeting packet for Monday. In the email, Boyle says it's fully within the city's authority to reassign the school resource officer position. He said he hoped the city would modify rather than end the program. Assemblymember Todd Phillips says the borough should provide partial funding for the program.
This is not monetary. It's a deterrent. And what this does, is, and like I've said many times before, it's like having the empty police car on the side of the road when you're running down the highway. You see that car and you slow down. A lot of the kids utilize it. They talk to the officer. There's a presence there. It's a deterrent.
Phillips says the SRO can help combat some of the social problems the community is currently grappling with. Borough Mayor Dave Kiefer says he believes the program is of value to members of the school district.
I have received actually 14 phone calls or been stopped by people by teachers and administrators at KHI who have told me very clearly that no matter what the school district is saying at this point, this is something that they think is important. Obviously, it is the school district's prerogative to decide how they should spend the money we give them. But once again, this is a fairly simple problem with a fairly simple solution, and our two tango partners in this, the city and the school district, seem to be insistent upon throwing in a whole lot of other steps to make it less simple, to make it more complicated than it needs to be.
Kiefer says the borough, city, and school district are nitpicking about a relatively small amount of money to fund the position. The assembly voted down funding for the SRO position in a 2-4 vote. Assembly members Phillips and Janine Gibbons voted yes. Assemblymember Glenn Thompson did not attend Monday's meeting. In other business, the Assembly voted unanimously to exempt personal property from borough property tax levies. The ordinance exempts all personal property from taxation. Vehicles for which taxes are collected by the state and vessels for which a flat tax is imposed are not part of the proposed exemption. During the public comment portion of Monday's meeting, Robert McRoberts spoke in favor of the tax exemption.
It's totally discouraging when you come back and you say, oh, well, we want to tax your desk, your office furniture, even though it's a stump of wood, a piece of wood. And your computer, your laptop that you pack around with you or whatever.
The proposed personal property tax exemption would result in a loss of approximately $425,000 in taxes annually, according to the borough. The borough could make up that revenue through a new 45% tax on tobacco sales, which would bring in an estimated $650,000 annually. The Assembly Monday directed borough staff to prepare an ordinance that would set a special election on the tobacco tax question. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.